Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for you and your family. A time to open the Bible and see what God has to say to us through His Word. An article by August Van Ryn, this story. An elderly minister of the gospel was riding on a train when, at a small town, a man got on and sat down beside him. He looked rather despondent and turned to the preacher and said, "That's the worst town I've ever worked in. I've never struck one quite as bad in all my years in the insurance business." After a brief pause, he turned to the minister and said, "What business are you in, sir?" "Well, believe it or not, I'm in the insurance business, too," was the answer. "Oh, is that so? What company are you with?" The minister replied, "Oh, I work for the largest insurance company in the world." The insurance man said, "Well, that's the company I work for, too." "Oh, no, the company I work for," said the preacher, "is far bigger than yours." "Well, that just can't be. The figures show that mine is certainly the largest concern of its kind in the world. And I have this territory." "Well, nevertheless," maintained the preacher, "the company I work for is far bigger, and it's the best. It's the only company where all the premiums are paid already, and every form of insurance is free. It costs nothing." "Say," said the salesman, "I'd like to take out a policy in your company myself." "You may," replied the preacher. "All you need to do is enter a claim proving that you are a poor, hell-deserving sinner, and my company will insure you fully, for nothing, and insure you for all time. First of all, you get life insurance, for guarantees eternal life to its possessor. God gives to the believing soul eternal life, never to be forfeited. You get property insurance, for there is laid up for the Christian an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away." The old preacher had his Bible out. "Then you get theft insurance, for if your treasure is in heaven, no moth nor rust can corrupt it, nor thieves break through and steal. You get fire insurance, too, for the soul that believes in Jesus Christ, according to Revelation 21:8, shall never know the horrors of the lake of fire. You get accident insurance. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. And every other insurance is yours when you, as a sinner, come to Christ. God really insures you, for His insurance keeps the believer out of death, out of judgment, and brings him forever into the joy and glory of everlasting life." The insurance salesman paused thoughtfully as he listened to consider each scripture over and over again. The old preacher led the insurance salesman to a saving knowledge of Christ in the biggest insurance company in all the world. We are studying the results of the new birth on this program of the Emmaus Bible Hour. The story of the insurance salesman surely reminds us of the fact that we do have some wonderful results because of the new birth. Remember, at the close of the program, you'll be given information on how to get this Emmaus Correspondence Course, Lessons for Christian Living. Now, Lesson 1, Results of the New Birth. What actually happens when a person is born again? First, the person realizes that he is a lost sinner and that he deserves to spend eternity in hell. Let us remember that only the Holy Spirit can make anyone realize this. He then repents of his sins. That is, he acknowledges to God that he is a sinner and that he needs a Savior. He accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and at that moment, he is born again. His sins are forgiven. He receives eternal life from God. But that is only a small part of the story. It's just the beginning. We learn from the Bible that many other wonderful things occur when God saves a person. Here are 10 amazing things that happen. For one thing, the believer is accepted in the Beloved One. We learn this in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. That's the letter to the Ephesians, the first chapter, and the sixth verse. To the praise of the glory of His grace, through which He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. This means that in God's sight we are accepted just as much as God's Son is accepted. God sees us in Christ. It also means that the Christian is welcome in God's presence as long as Christ is welcome, and that is clearly forever. The second result of the new birth is that you become a child of God. You can imagine how honored you would feel if you were the child of some world-famous ruler. How much greater honor it is to be the child of the mighty maker of the universe, before whom angels bow. The third result of the new birth is that you are justified by God. Let's look at Romans 5 and verse 1. That's Romans, the fifth chapter, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God the judge declares the believing sinner to be not guilty and looks upon him as if he had never sinned. He can do this because Christ has died as a substitute and has borne all the punishment which the Christian should have borne. Thus the Christian stands without guilt in God's sight, and he will never be punished for his sins. We are considering the tremendous results of being born again. Let's pause just now, because these results are so great, and think about them. Yes, and thank the Lord for them. Also, be sure that you know that you have been born again. We receive these results only as we have personally trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Studying together the Emmaus Correspondence Course Lessons for Christian Living. This is Lesson 1, Results of the New Birth. And by the way, stay tuned at the close for a special announcement on how you can get this course for your own personal study. And now result number 4 of being born again. You become indwelt by the Holy Spirit. The Bible plainly teaches that God the Holy Spirit actually dwells within each believer. Notice what it says in 1 John 4:13. That's the first epistle of John, chapter 4, and verse 13. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. The body of the Christian is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because of this sacred privilege, the child of God should be careful what he says, what he does, and where he goes. The fifth result of being born again is that the person becomes a member of the true church. The church in Colossians is described as the body of Christ. It's composed of all true believers in the Lord Jesus. There is no greater honor on earth than to be a member of the true church. Also, the born-again one becomes an heir of God. God is the creator of the universe, and he owns all things. God's children are promised that they will one day reign with Christ over all the earth, and they will then possess all things. This is a tremendous truth. But the Bible says in Romans 8 that as children we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. The seventh result of the new birth, the person becomes a saint. Now wait a minute, you say. What does that mean? In the New Testament, Christians, believers, born-again ones, are spoken of as saints. We find this in Romans and also in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, the apostle writes, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, called to be saints." A saint is one who has been set apart for God by the Holy Spirit. In God's sight, every saint is holy, because God sees a person in Christ, and Christ is absolutely holy. The believer is also complete in Christ. Note Colossians 2:10. That's Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, and verse 10. "And in him, Christ, you have been made complete." The Christian has a perfect standing before God. He is as near and as dear to God as Christ is. When a person has Christ, he has all that he needs for a happy life and a happy eternity. The ninth thing a person receives is the divine nature. He will soon notice that he has new desires, new ambitions, a new hatred of sin, and a new love for his fellow Christians. When the divine nature is encouraged by the believer, he will become more and more like the Lord Jesus. This is God's purpose for every one of his children. The tenth result of being born again is that the person immediately begins to enjoy the constant protection of God. Nothing can happen to a Christian without God's permission. In other words, there are no accidents in a believer's life. Everything that happens to a child of God is for his own good. Even trials, tests, and disciplines work for his spiritual benefit. Let's turn to that familiar passage, Romans 8:28. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Thus, a Christian truly leads a charmed life. In view of these marvelous provisions which God has made, every Christian should show appreciation in at least two ways. First, we should never cease to worship God for salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, we should give our lives in willing service to the one who gave his life on Calvary's cross. We have just been looking together at Lesson 1 in the course, Lessons for Christian Living. This is the Emmaus Bible Hour. Stay tuned for information on how to obtain your own personal copy of this course.